Bills and Val, the voice,
coaching the culture.
Some do it for show.
They do it for sure.
The Culture Coaches.
Yes, 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 yes. We are the culture. Tyler. Yo, Tyler, I'm good. Yeah, we good. Yo, shout out to Tyler, man. He's on the check-in. He's on Instagram. He's on the gram. He's our fam. Family, we are the culture. The coaches. Why not? Hey, Tim. TGI Fridays in the building, why not?
Hold on. In the Japanese restaurant, eating sushi, drinking sake, it's me and my mommy with the doobie, cutie, smelling like Miyaki, half Philippine thing, but now let's call it Suki. Got me booty banging properly.
Hey, yo, there's a lot going on. Jay-Z, Jaguar. Jay-Z, Jaguar. But you know, we pushing P over here. We pushing positivity. Stay tuned, man. We got some special announcements.
Getting played is not me. Surely you just, you said if you thought I was purely...
Shout out Brooklyn. Brooklyn on the check and Val the voice. Yo, your cousin. Ramez, man. You want to call in? No, homie. Pull yourself together. Not today. We not gossiping.
The broadcast bullies. Famous Frills and Val the voice. Coaching the culture.
Some do it for show.
They do it for sure.
The Culture Coaches.
Stay tuned. We got that Who Farted section. You get to put somebody on blast. Your teacher, your preacher. If they fart, they fart. And we gonna put them on blast. Let's go.
A year gone. She's seeing things. Most chicks only hearing songs. Huh? Keep a gear for norm. Blocks of ice in the air.
New music. Cool classics.
Keep her abreast at all times. Cats would love to treat. Just to say they crept with mine. Slept with mine. She said,
I ain't deaf. No.
Stay tuned. We got that Instagrammy. What's that? We're going to give out a Grammy to somebody who said something very influential on social media. I'm from Philadelphia. Stay tuned. We got that Philly support, Philly section coming up.
Put that on everything.
I put that on my life. Right.
Did he do it? Did he done it? Yo, we gonna talk about Diddy too. But we gonna push, please. We gonna highlight some positive moments from Diddy. I'm tired of the gossip. I just wanna focus on the music. We gotta get back to hip hop. Let's go. We are the culture.
Give me your kidneys. Catch a case, you catch it with me.
DJ No Frills.
Come get me.
Let it play.
They try to frame me. Will you be there to the truth prevail?
Would you be the same dude when you blow the roof of sales? That you bust, throw a box off the roof.
This is the truth, I shall. To the loot gets frail. I put this on my nephews, from the smallest to the bell. Me and you ballin', from the heavens go to hell. Won't let you hit the ground if I'm falling myself. That picture me leaving you in this cold world, rolling for Dell. It's me and you and this old girl, we taking the belt. From the lows to the highs, to the foes, we shine. Just continue to be my sunshine.
Just for you, it's hard to go. I can't go a day without my
Frills and Val the voice, coaching the culture.
Some do it for show.
They do it for sure.
We do it for
the
sure.
Culture
Val the voice,
coaches.
DJ No Frills. We are the culture. Let's go.
She don't believe in shooting stars, but she believe in shoes and cars. Wood floors in the new apartment.
Shout out to all them high-end chicks on the check-in. Just going out to my ex. She wanted everything. Now she got net team. I'll make the rules part a little bit, homie. Tell them chicks to pull themselves together. We are the culture.
Man, why can't life always
DJ No Frills.
She in the mirror dancing so sleazy. I get a call like, where are you, Yeezy? And try to hit you with the old wapty. Till I got flashed by the paparazzi.
Let it play.
I hate these.
All I know you love to show off, but I never thought that you would take it this far. What do I know?
Flash.
It's been a while, sweetheart. We hardly talk. I was doing my thing.
I know what was fair, baby. Hey, babe, late play, you've been all on my brain. And if somebody would have told me a month ago, frontin' no, yo, I wouldn't wanna know.
Broadcast bullies, famous.
If somebody
would have
told me you
in the culture.
I invented sweat. Popping bottles, putting supermodels in the cab. Proof.
New music, cool classics. We are the culture. The culture, coaches. Vowed a voice. DJ No Frills. Special guest. Boss man, Tim, why not? Stay tuned.
I'm a new slow. Cut back, snap back. See my cut through the holes.
Damn, easy and hope. Where the hell you been? Now I'm talking real reckless. Stop, man.
Also, we got that help in hip hop section on the way. You gotta take care of yourself, homie.
Go dumb again. They ain't see me cause I pulled up in my other Benz. Last week I was in my other Benz. All your diamonds up, cause we in it. Yeah. Not again.
Photo shoot fresh. Looking like wealth. I'm about to call a paparazzi on myself. Live from the Mercer. Run up on Yeezy the wrong way, I might murk it. Flee in the G450, I might surface. Political refugee asylum can be purchased. Everything's for sale. Got 5 passports, I'm never going to jail. I made Jesus.
Hey, yo, this is my joint. I had to bring it back. Hey, yo, stay tuned. We got that Philly support, Philly section on the way. We got that health in hip hop. Health is wealth. Rest in peace. Rest in peace to Chino XL. He took his life. This is mental health month, too. Method Man going through some mental health issues, too. Shout out to Method Man. Prayers up. Let's go.
I guess I got my swagger back.
Truth.
New watch alert. Few blows. Or the big face rolly, I got 2 of those. Arm out the window through the city, I maneuver slow. Cut back, snap back, see my cut through the holes.
Damn, easy and hope. Where the hell you been? Now I'm talking real records. Stop, man. I adopted these niggas, cut up coming in. Now I'm about to make them tuck their hoes coming in. They say I'm crazy, but I'm about to go dumb again. They ain't see me cause I pulled up in my other Benz. Last week I was in my
broadcast bullies. Famous Frills and Val, the voice, coaching the culture.
Bulletproof, I'm so proud of these walls that I built to defend and protect.
Queens on it, check in. Queens on it, check in. Shout out DJ Voltron. BX, why not?
Weapon on your arm, yes, you struck straight with your cold heart.
We had to take it to Queens. Queens, get the money. Queens, get the money.
I'm like Nat. I'm a man of God, but where is Christ at? And even though my name is Nas, I am like Nat. Is this me declaring war, white flags? I now know why I was even born. To strike back, a full moon up in the sky.
That's DJ No Frills.
It's time to get my liberation, the perfect configuration. It's the birth of a nation, midwife black. Mother, father, Caucasian, my blood Indian native. So now I'm contemplative being like Nat. About to show you what I'm made of. I'm what races are afraid of. No mule in the 40 acres. And despite that, watch out for the traitors. And when they say make America great again, do they mean make us all slaves again?
Don't be sidetracked.
Bullies, famous Frills and Val the Voice, coaching the culture.
Yes, it's only official when it's Val the Voice and myself, Foxy Brown, Inga. I'm single, I got a crush on you. What happened with you and Jay-Z? Yeah. Let's go.
Crime, let's get it on. MC20, but it's Ramadan. People's on the arm when it's ice. When I'm right, when you're wrong, I'm the bomb. Records platinum, skin is bronze, flows all night.
The broadcast bullies, famous Frills and Val the Voice, coaching the culture.
Hey yo, serious, I'm single, I like Inga. I met Inga years ago coming out the Clam Bar. Inga, they say you crazy. I don't believe what people say. I don't care what people do. I'm on my John B. It need to be me and you. I don't rap. DJs that rap are whack. It just make a little sense. We got Tim in the building. Yeah. Vow the voice. Prime. Tyler, what's
let's
up? Let's go. Why not? Why not? We the
best. People's on the arm when it's ice. When I'm right, when you're wrong, I'm the bomb. Records is platinum, skin is bronze. Flows all night like vintage dawn. Been this night since, first Prince bomb. For the artist is known as with my grown. Haters said it won't last, know how many words I've flown past. Belly on wrong, full belly first class. And I don't play, I watch them pocket. Know y'all niggas so broke, got you cop the watch. See you in the club, no bub, new poplet. Then you wanna go, give it up.
DJ No Frills.
My cold is ostrich.
floor is
let it play.
You got dope, can't go.
God.
Yes, yes, I pop, stop, fly. Catch the ball, y'all, all night. I pops, is it all right? Show you right, you can't talk.
The Broadcast Bullies, Famous Frills and Val the Voice, coaching the culture.
Yes, 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 we back. We are the culture. We
yes,
are
sir.
The cultures. Famous Frills, DJ No Frills. That's right, Famous Frills, DJ No Frills. Famous Frills, DJ No Frills.
Say it again, No Frills. No Frills, Famous Frills. DJ No Frills, Famous Frills. What's good, my brothers? Good to see you.
I'm going to tell you what's good. What's good is that hat you wearing.
That's right, the culture coaches.
The culture coaches.
The culture coaches. Not the culture coaches.
We are number one.
Listen, follow us at The Culture Coaches on Instagram. Listen, everybody. We got a lot to talk about this week. First and foremost, I want to dedicate this show to everybody who's dealing with health issues. Rest in peace to the homie Jay Hatch. Show is dedicated to the homie Jay Hatch. We have a lot of history with throughout the last couple of years.
Yes.
He always put on for the culture. At Mogul Status was his IG. You can still go. You can still follow. Someone's handling his IG profile. But Jay Hatch, rest in peace. He lost his battle with cancer. He's been fighting cancer for the last couple of years. And I just want to, you know, it's a somber moment. I just want to dedicate the show to everybody who's dealing with health issues. Dave at Puerto Rican Flags Up, Get Better. Everybody who's just been dealing with situations and been losing people. We're gonna talk about it more, health and hip-hop. But
yes.
First, it is Val the Voice, at Val the Voice 2.0, at Viral Val, at Val the Voice 2.0. I am Viral Val. We are the culture coaches. Val got the answers. Don't forget, Val got the answers. If you need the answers, call into the show. I'll give you the answers. Not for free, though. Kanye says Sway didn't have the answers. That's because Val the Voice got the answers. All right?
But they listen, need to know. CTC.
CTC.
Cut the check
for the answers.
Yes.
The answers ain't for free. I'm saving you the headache. I went through it. So there ain't nothing but to do it. Cut the Check Productions. If you need the answers, call into the show. But listen, we got a lot to talk about this week. We're going to get to some Philly news. We got the PSP, Philly Support Philly segment. Yo, we got my man Tim is in the building. Tim is a community leader. He gives jobs to the youth. We're going to talk about what he's been doing in his career and everything he got going on. Tim, we're happy to have you. Say what's up to the people real quick.
How y'all doing out there? The culture.
Yes.
TDH.
I asked my
why
man
not?
Tim, why not, right? Famous Frills is on the ones and twos as always. And we got a lot to talk about. Don't forget, we got the health and hip-hop. We're going to talk a little bit more maybe about Jay Hatch and just about, you know, all the mental health issues that have been plaguing our community,
Val,
man.
Hey, Val. Yo,
yes,
Val.
Sir.
Did you know
yes,
this
sir.
Month is mental health issue month?
That's right. We need to talk about
it. I know I'm saying it the wrong way.
Mental
I'm saying it the
health,
Philly way.
It's all
but
good.
But they know what I'm talking
we know
about.
We know exactly what you're talking about. And we're going to highlight. We're going to do some special stuff this month. And we're going to highlight certain people. And maybe we can have some mental health specialists call up. Or maybe we can even bring somebody to the show to set some light. Because you know we are the culture coaches and the culture coaches. And listen, I got to remind people that this show is an educational show. We talk about things that affect our community. Yeah, Famous Frills launches all the newest music.
Yes.
He launches careers. Of course, he plays the cool classics
the
you get. He's the best.
The best.
Not
the
only
best.
The best, you are the blessed.
Boy.
Which the blessed is
that's
better
the
than
hater.
The best. Because even the best can't beat the blessed.
Boy.
Okay? That's
for,
right.
That's for
spank
little,
him one time.
That's for Lil Hakeem.
Yeah.
He stopped hating, but
that's
he started
it.
Hating.
There you
he
go.
Was on, he was on
well,
my
little,
post
what,
hating.
What about Little Jamal from New Rochelle? He's still hating again.
Listen.
But we're going to talk about that on the Hip Hop Co-Creators segment. Listen, shout out to everybody who's been following us. The page is going crazy. Shout out to everybody who's been reposting.
Yes.
Shout out to my man Microphone Prince. He got a new project. Listen, I just want to, and I also want to say I'm very thankful. God hears prayers. Thank you that Florida didn't get hit as bad as expected. I mean, it was a Category 3. People did lose their homes, but at the end of the day, the loss of life is minimal. Listen, every life counts, right?
Yes,
every life
that's
counts.
A fact,
so
bro.
Far, I think there's the last I saw that was 13. That was
yes.
the last I saw. And there'll probably be more. And you know what? The loss of life counts. Every life matters. But at a minimal, at least it wasn't 1,000, 2,000 like Hurricane Katrina, you know? And today on the Who Frauded segment, I got to go in. There's a lot of people frauding out there, No Frills. There's too many frauds. I was listening to you before I came in, and I know you said it's about the music, but listen, a lot of people are coming out of the woodwork. you know, making accusations against Diddy, and some of them are getting exposed not to be true. Now, I'm not here to defend P.
There's
Diddy.
There's a lot of fraud going
There's
on.
There's a lot of fraud.
Same thing. But hold on. You know, we push P.
We push P, but I got to say that because I'm tired of people
frauding.
Hey, Vaughn,
listen, Diddy got some good music.
He got some good music.
R. Kelly got good. Listen, I don't.
They got great.
Listen,
R. Kelly
I don't
got
have
great
nothing
music.
To do with what they did in their personal time.
But I
got to
call out the people who are frauding, though. That's part of the show.
I don't like that.
And also,
I don't like that.
Don't forget, we got something big on the Instagrammies. Last week, we were talking about the Spotify executives. We were talking about a legendary artist like Method Man not getting his Spotify stream royalties. And then today I find out some of these Spotify people, the head of Spotify's retirement with $350 billion
what?
Off of raping artists. So we're going to get...
Hold on.
Yeah.
300 and how much?
I think it was 350. We're going to go... Million that the head of Spotify is retiring off of...
I never received my royalties from Spotify.
Listen, you know what? We're going to do a class action lawsuit. Matter of fact, I've been talking to some producers. You know, I know some legendary producers.
Yes, of course.
There's something in the works to go against Spotify. Actually, there's litigation right now against Spotify that's forcing them to pay more money. But that might be why a lot of these Spotify executives are stepping down. The reason that a lot of these label executives are stepping down because the music is going to start to become AI generated.
Yes.
So you heard it here on The Culture Coaches. Let's get into a little bit of music. Let's come back with Philly Support Philly. You know that DJ No Frills, Famous Frills. DJ No Frills, Famous Frills is the man behind the brand. Let's get into it.
Hey, Val,
let's come
you know
back.
What? And you know
Philly
what?
Support Philly.
You know what the
what?
Question is? Not why,
but why not?
We are The Culture. Let's go.
The broadcast bullies. Famous Frills and Val the Voice. Coaching the culture.
Shout out Method Man, Ray Man, let's go!
Excuse me as I kiss the sky. Sing a song of sixpence, the pocket full of rhyme. With the on the dive, on the culture. Talk the dead body like a vulture. The Calgon, blacker than your blackest stallion. Hit your housing, projects I represent your shallon. Oh yes, apocalypse now, the gunpowder be going down. Diggy, diggy, down, diggy, down, down.
While the planets and the stars and the moons collapse, when I raise my trigger finger, all your f***ers hit the deck. Cause ain't no need for that, hustlers and hardcore. Roar to the floor, roar like reservoir doors. The green-eyed bandit can't stand it. With more foodier loops than that, you can't stand it. Plus, the barbazi got me wild.
Messing with them,
it's a straight suicide.
Look up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane.
It's the funk doctor spot. Smoking on the train. So how that I can kiss the sky? Look up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane.
Breaking down Johnny Blaze, ain't a damn thing changed.
How high?
So how that I can kiss the sky?
Up to the sky.
10987654 3-2 murder, one lyric at your door. The cow bring it to that ass roar. Breaking all the rules like glass jaws. You got to get mine to get yours. We don't need no rap tour. I'd rather kick the facts and catch you with the rap chore. More than you bargain for.
Y'all remember this joint? Y'all remember this joint? Like shout out to Shaolin. Like what's that? Staten Island. Why not? DJ Voltron, what's up?
And then your existence. Yeah. M.E.T. Ain't no use for resistance. H.O.D.
I shift like a clutch with the ruck. Examine my nuts. I don't stop till I get enough. 6 million ways to die, so I chose. Made it 6 million in one with your eyes closed. And blindfold cold so you can feel the rap. And shatter the glass in second half on your funky ass. And you're my man. Hit me now. Just used to play me, now they can't forget me now. Forget me not, I rock the spot, check clock. Empty offer, licking off in hip-hop. The billboard, I'm a bullet on my block. How you dope when you pay for your billboard spot?
Look up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane.
It's the funk doctor spot, smoking on the train. So how that I can kiss the sky?
Hey, yo, shout out to Shaolin, but I'm from Philly. Philadelphia, PA, the roots. Why not? DJ No Frills.
Let it play.
West Oak Lane, what's up? Frankfurt, what's up? South Philly.
I'm coming with the shots to pump.
City Line Avenue. Ballard Kenwood. Philly love. Philly support. Philly, why not? We are the culture.
The Luchanan from the reservoir served the spa. The Injurar predator of a competitor. I send him seas where the paramedics are. At first I'm like, nah, I'm nonchalant from a father strike. They cut the fake rap star, juggernaut with a regular balance of the cat. Burglar bar, known to parlay with Garcia. Vegas cigar. I know the flavor of a car. Me and the thugs, minds are mutual. We congruent.
Wow, don't get mad with me. I'm about to switch this up. Pause. I'm about to switch this up.
Skills executed.
Shout out to Dame Dash for sending us that pause button too.
Shine like nickel.
But this is for my baby. For my baby. My baby Inga. Foxy Brown, get at me. I won't go on a date. I'm serious.
We go high. Beheaded like a samurai. That'll command the dime. Ask the attendants die. Who will imply that I lack ability? Make your words known. Amplify the utility. I'm crooked like the eye on a toxic malt liquor. The land whipper. The Dom Perignon champ sipper. The fifth will bring it all together like the zipper on a butter leather. The bad lure brings a bad weather. So to whoever got ripped, let it rest. Reflect the recollect on the way it was set. It's the veteran architect that flows with the river of sex. Beyond
the broadcast bullies, Famous Frills and Val the Voice, coaching the culture.
Handle the text and the lyrical vandal is next to flow. So
DJ No Frills,
let it play.
What's the master plan? I'm coming with the shots to pump. We got more cause it's what you want. Thumping
hey,
in your section and throughout your.
Hey yo, Inga, you know I love you, baby. Yo, Inga, me and you together, we be real like real loving, not that fake loving. I know I can't rap, DJ No Frills. What's going on to my baby? Cool, classic, Inga Foxy. Let's go.
My love, well, that's
alright.
But it's
For those that don't know, Philly support Philly, left eyes from Philly. Actually, my neighborhood. I was too young, I didn't know it, but my brother did. Let's go. Shout out to the left coast, west coast.
The broadcast bullies, Famous Frills and Val the Voice, coaching the culture.
With the bomb rap song, hitting all night long. Just like me on the black and white ivory, getting six on a D-Delete. You don't wanna see a G break your jokes like dishes. Buster us the tricks, sleep with the fishes. Running from Lennox up at Venice.
DJ No Frills, play.
Strikes like Dennis.
God.
But that ain't popping, ain't no stopping. Faux hopping. Dropping cool the pill, my drink ill. Fool, I got skills. So back on up before I check that chin. Down and I pull off.
It's too easy. It gets no new music, cool classics. Vital Voice, DJ No Frills, let's go.
Holla, holla. Anybody that's ready to get dollars. Ladies know who to get them a little hotter, hotter. Come on, if you rolling with me. Bada, bada. Murder. Holla, holla. Anybody that's ready to get dollars.
Taking over, soldier. It's murder. I'm here for that paper, player. One time, I'm here to break your player. One time, make you scream and holler. Partner with a blocker, partner. When I squeeze like we the realest, we killers, we murderers, fearless.
Holler, holler. Anybody that's ready to get dollars, dollars. Ladies know who to get them a little hotter, hotter. Bada, bada, it's murder. Holla, holla. Anybody that's ready to get dollars, dollars. Ladies know who can get them a little hotter, hotter. Come on, if you're rolling with me. Bada, bada, it's murder.
Now what you about to do? Lay you out on a stretcher, I bet you.
The broadcast bullies, Famous Frills and Val the Voice, coaching the culture.
Yes, 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 we are the culture.
Yes,
we
sir.
We are back. Shout out to everybody that's rocking with us on iHeartRadio,
right.
FM Radio, Internet, Black Planet, MySpace,
AM Radio,
and his girl place. That's why he's mad.
Tell me why you mad, son.
Shout out to Tim. Tim wasn't at his girl's place. You wasn't either.
Listen,
but I was there.
Tim is like
I'm the bad guy.
Tim is like Shaggy. It ain't his fault.
Talk to him.
All right. Listen, there's a lot going on, man. Philly support Philly, PSP, Philly support Philly, Philly support. This is the part of the show where we talk about things, positive things, because Famous Frills likes to push that P, that positivity. So I got some good news, man. The Philadelphia school sees gains in students reading and performances. So that's great, because a couple months ago we were talking about the Philly school system and everything, the violence, everything being down. So I wanted to highlight this on the segment. 31% of public school students grades 3 to 8 scored at above benchmark on the STAR assessment this quarter, at 2% higher than last year. Philadelphia public school students 3 to 8 have increased their reading performances higher than last year, according to the district's latest progress monitoring. 31% of students scored at or above the benchmark. The percentage of third graders who scored on the level rose 33%. So that's good news, man. That's great news. You know, the Philadelphia students, the kids, maybe they're getting better teachers. You know, the things that happened with COVID a couple of years ago, a lot of people were suffering from not getting the right education. They were being educated at home. And, you know, kids might have a low attention span. So I just want to shout out. I want to take a moment to shout out to all the educators out there, all the teachers, everybody in the public education system. It's not easy being a teacher. It's hard being a teacher nowadays.
I couldn't do it.
You're competing, but you are a teacher. You're a different type of teacher.
I'm a coach.
You're a coach.
Yes.
Coach Famous Frills.
Yes.
But listen, we want to highlight our teachers, everybody in the public education system.
Right.
They work hard, man. You know, too many times we highlight rich and famous people and we put them all these accolades, and in reality they have the most horrible character. And that's not going out to any one individual, but generally a lot of these people have ego. They're just not the best people. You know, I just seen one of the most famous ball players the other day yell at a kid who came up to him, wanted to get an autograph, and he yelled at him, "Get away from me."
Wow, who was that, Val? We need to
put
know.
Him on blast.
No, we got to, because
LeBron James. I seen him the other day. And I understand that people, listen, I understand
no,
that
you
people.
You signed up for it.
That's
signed
it.
Up for that.
You're a public figure, and you should never, at the end of the day, you should never, you know, crush a kid's dreams. The kid just wanted to say hi. He was
really
like, hey, and he was like, "Get away from me." And you can YouTube that.
Yo, that's
you can
crazy.
YouTube, and that's not the first time. So I'm not a fan of people who you know,
especially
I don't care.
For the kids. I can understand. No
especially
disrespect.
For
if
the
it's
kids,
a grown
man.
Up.
Yeah.
Or like
and I understand.
A kid,
hold on.
Though?
I understand that this is happening all the time. I understand. But still, you got to treat, you know, I'm in the service business, you know. You got to treat every client like they're your only client. You got to treat every fan like they're your only fan. You understand what I'm saying? You got to treat.
Not only fans, though.
Not only
Make
fans,
that clear.
Though. He might have an only fans, though, from what I've been seeing. But that's a whole
nother
topic.
That's a whole nother story.
But listen,
yeah.
Don't front on
wow.
the kids. Listen,
hey, Brian. Hey, hold on. Brian, yeah. You got to call up here and clear this up.
Let's bring this back.
Yeah.
It's about the educators. I know I went off topic a little bit. I want to say, a lot of times we highlight people who, they may be great sports figures. They may be great artists, but at the end of the day, let's highlight the people who count. Let's highlight people who give back to the community.
Yes.
Let's highlight people who empower people, give people jobs. With that being said, shout out to my man Tim Hampton.
Hold up. Can I say something?
Say it.
In this city, right?
In this city.
It's
what
not
city
too
is that?
This is Philadelphia, PA.
Say it again.
Philadelphia, PA.
Yes, sir.
The city of brotherly love. Right? Some do it for show, some do it for sure.
Yes, sir.
The person that does it for sure is this man. I'm co-signing him for holding down the community.
That's right.
For holding down City Line Avenue from the Iverson era up until now.
Tim
listen,
Hampton.
Listen, he give opportunities for people around the city.
Tim Hampton.
To bring their businesses in there. He amplifies what they got going on in the community. It's
he
not too many
he
people
amplifies
like him.
The city of brotherly love and opportunity, and I respect that, man.
And I just wanted
his proper introduction.
He does a lot for the city, for the community, for myself. And hey Tim, tell the people where you from, man.
Yo, this is Tim Hampton. I'm from TGI Fridays. Well, I'm the general manager of the location,
sir.
Located at 4000 City Avenue in this wonderful city of brotherly love, and I'm honored to be with the culture.
Man, he got a great radio voice.
You guys,
I noticed that.
Tim did radio.
Tim got a good
hold
radio.
Rewind. Hold on. You more than hold on, Tim.
Tell him what it. Tell him what it is.
Don't be humble, right?
Yes, sir.
You do more than manage TJ Fry. That's one of the hats you wear.
That's right.
What's the business you own?
Okay, the business that I'm running is called TDH Business Solutions.
Mm.
Yes.
We're the connoisseur of restaurant operations, consulting, and, you know, I dibble and dabble in some other things, too.
So if I want to open If we want to open the Culture Coaches Cafe, coffee and stuff like, we gotta come see you.
Oh yeah,
there you go. So now we know. So you know we got the plug. So listen, everybody. Plug. Let me take the minute to say, if you're interested in opening some type of hospitality, restaurant, cafe, get in touch with us. And we'll get you in touch with him. But you gotta go through us first.
Yes.
You can't just have access. All right. You gotta come through the coaches, and then we'll connect the dots and make it happen. But listen, Tim, we are happy.
Yeah, because we'll do imitation We don't do that imitation crab meat.
Famous Frills, we taking chicks on date and giving them imitation crab meat.
I had to. You know why? Because she was trying to use me. So I had to play her.
Superhead. Stop acting brand new.
I'm taking out North Philly got her number four. You know the joint that come with the fake crab meats and the fake scallops. Hey, listen, I don't make the rules up. I just
But we don't do that.
Back to Tim. Back to Tim,
man.
Let's talk about Tim.
Listen.
Let's talk about, hold on.
Go ahead. You go.
Me knowing you, let's talk about when you had that major, it was a major, major event.
Talk to him.
With Iverson, with Jadakiss. With DaVilla at the time. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. We did an event some years ago with Sneaker Villa.
Shout out to Sneaker Villa.
Return of Allen Iverson. It was an unveiling of a sneaker that he had. We had Jadakiss, Style P. It was a turnout event. A lot of people showed up because we showed love to Allen Iverson being a legend in the city.
That's right. Philly got a lot of legends, man.
A lot of legends here. And, you know, we like to show homage and do. But we, you know, the vision of the location was to also participate in community development.
That's what this is about.
You know, and so that's what the gist of it is. It's not just you coming into the restaurants and you're making purchases, but we want to give back to the community.
Yeah.
So that's why we did those type of things.
It's also not just about highlighting the artists, but building the bridge between the people of the city who have made it out of the city. And also, it inspires and gives hope to the patrons, right? If a kid sees a famous athlete or a famous rapper, it inspires them to want to do better, right? And, you know, everybody has to take a moment to remember where they come from. Go ahead, No Frills.
Tim, what inspired you to be the person that you are, to be able to run... How much money they make a year? I mean, I know
it's a multi-million-dollar business. I mean, I've been in this restaurant business for quite some time, and you know, I was given an opportunity. I mean, I started, you know, from the bottom.
Now we're here. Loaded up.
So who inspired you to be great this way, though?
You know what inspired me to be great? Yes. It's just how you were raised, how you grow up. You know, you come out of single family homes and you want to succeed. And I always put the challenge in front of me. So when I went into this business, I said, you know what? I'm going to be the best at the position that I'm given.
That's
so every
amazing.
Time you get promoted, you work the position.
Amen.
You do what you're supposed to be doing and you put your best foot forward.
So let me ask you a question. When you hiring like staff to do like events to work at the restaurant, how can you tell if someone is going to be able to make the team, coach?
So there's systems in place for that. So you have to identify the talent, right? And you have to determine if this person is a fit for the position. And so also you have to have a culture of training.
Very important.
So that you can mold the person's ability to achieve the position that you want them to excel in. Because not all the time is their natural talent going to be enough to fulfill the metric of the position. But you drive the metric.
So one question. Talent?
Mm-hmm.
Or attitude.
Or attitude. It takes a combination of both. We're going to call it the TA theory.
Okay.
Thank you for that.
Got it.
Every time I talk to this guy, inspired too.
Yeah, that's good.
TA
Appreciate
theory because it's talent and attitude, because that's very important. You have to have a great, especially in the people business.
That's right.
If
that's
you don't
right.
want to deal with people, don't apply for a people
that's right.
position job.
I always tell people, listen, you might get an extra $2 for your smile.
Right.
You know, a company might be paying a certain amount of money, but they may say, you know, I've done it before. They may say, you know what? I'm going to give you an extra $2 for a good attitude and a smile. So, you know, and another thing that you said that we got to highlight before we get into some music, another thing that you said that we have to highlight, you know, the attitude, the talent, right? Mm-hmm. The hard work, the effort.
Yes.
You know, you got to treat every patron like they're your only patron.
Yes.
People can read attitude. If you're not having a bad day, if you had a bad moment during the day, don't make it a bad day. And don't take out your frustrations and everything on everybody else, man. No frills. Any last words before we get to some music?
Man, I just want to say, thank you to this man.
Thank you.
For DJ No Frills, if you look up to me, look up to a person like him. It's people like him that gave me opportunities.
That's right.
We brought Sheik Looch down there.
That's right. Shout out to
the Locks. We brought BBOD. And they did something in the kitchen. But when we come back, we're going to talk about what them two young ladies did in the kitchen. One of them looked like Ashanti, and the other one looked like something else. They must have been cooking good. They was cooking. We are the culture.
Broadcast Bullies. Famous Frills and Val the Voice. Coaching the culture.
Welcome to the bank, where you deposit young money and you get cash money. I'm Tunchi the boss, and live from the vault, it's Bus.
Yeah. Y'all, swag mania, pop the ghost most, carry the most beautiful with us happily toast. Keep the faculty close.
DJ No Frills.
Give them a dose. Got them OD and leaning in each coast. Scenery froze. Take notes. Rock most diamonds that fit us. Chanel minks in the winter. Who fucking with us? We coming to give them the shivers. Water we flow, spilling like rivers. Flooding the street, hoping the swimmers moving gorillas. King Kong's Godzilla's when we roll up. Seat filling the get up when I show up.
Please don't throw up. Hold your liquor, grow up. If you're robbing it, please will show you how to blow up. Thank your lucky stars. It's the Mabs all tucky shit. Damn, my new bite like a Van 10 to my chagrin. You never win, model thin, walking, cracking your shin. She gives in every time that I spin. Square up, bow down to the kings of the hall. We way gone, talk shit while we ball. So what's cracking with y'all?
Native New Yorker, the slick talker, keeps it in order. Call a reporter, stepping like British walkers. Legendary swag fluent, see the influence, see how we do it. Get them into it steadily, got them stupid, so undisputed. Act full, back tool, till they pop off. Police crowd up the street, blocking them off, locking them off. Got these while I signal my soldiers. Bossing it up, maintaining composure, stand on the sofa. 30 bottles, 20 waitresses, bring them over. See how we light up, call a promoter. Tell that, bring the bag, better hurry up with it and count the money up proper. Cause you can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it.
Yeah, I feel good, don't it? I feel good, don't it?
The Broadcast Bullies, Famous Frills and Val the Voice, coaching the culture.
Hey, I wanna let y'all know, this easy. And you listening to Q-Tip,
DJ No Frills.
Set him up, stiletto up, saddle up, and let's go. Good times, only difference making it dough. Chatter is up, peep the way we batter it up. On top of the mountain, folding the ladder up. You're dead and done, rip up your paper, cause your status is none. Transfix on the sphinx of the page. Whether chopper or gauge, you're just a single, cause you wouldn't engage. Turned up with the script on the cup, you keep the gobbles with us.
See how we push sometime, I'm on forget cough. Beat him in the head, boop-a-dee-dee-bop, zippity-boop. Beat him in the head again, stop killing me, wolf. Wop, beat him till he drop, piggity pull. Oxy and me pull. He don't want no problem with nerves. Let's get to drinking poison our livers. Damn it, we sinners. When me and Abstract together, see we deliver. She got me touching it, fucking all on my fingers. Damn it, we winners. Pillars of this rap shit, homie, they know. Killer anything till it's time for me to go. That's when I bomb it with a blowing and a black and get a little bit dummy. The microphone is bleeding. You should take it from me.
Incredibly, we do it in the resumes. The music I tune it, YouTube it. It can never ever be refuted. It's gnarly for newts and naughty for Ninas. Boots and ballerinas, ballers and in between is blatant non-believers and overachievers kicking it in. Pele Adidas drink. Balance of leaders, all of you must reconcile the leaders. She's begging to eat us, and her man's attitude defeaters. But never a scandal, because me and Bus, we prone to handle with gentlemen.
Not to mention me veterans, sick and need me some medicine. For our black, you should get off my premises. Better fly, you pelican, idiot. But then again, you need a suit for your funeral measurements. See, we doing it effortless, it's never getting no better than this. Giving you shit that you miss, a better preference. Watch me turn them to skeletons. See how I come and bring out the betterness. Thomas with it, I repped it foreverness. Flying United Emirates, size private plane, that kind of etiquette. Purchasing diamonds, handle them delicate. Now you need you a better ref. You can peep us regular and see we all in this beat. Like we ain't never laughed, never laughed, never laughed, never laughed.
The Broadcast Bullies, Famous Frills and Val the Voice, coaching the culture.
Yes, yes, yes. We are the culture. We are back. I want to thank everybody
on
Instagram, Facebook, MySpace, your girl's place, Lil Raheem. I'm sorry, y'all. Listen, I'm not trying to have y'all on my beef, but yo, he disrespected me. But we're going to talk about who cares about. I just want to thank Tim. I want to thank the city of Philly.
That's
I want to thank WWDBAM.
I want to thank iHeartRadio. I want to thank
98.5 FM, Uptown Radio. We just want to thank everybody.
All our affiliates.
Party 1019.
Yes.
You know, we just want to take a moment to thank all our syndicators. We got love for you all. Again, WWDB 860, The Talk of Philly. 98.5, The Talk of Philly. 98.5 FM, Uptown Radio. Party 101 is our iHeart, exclusive iHeart outlet. You know, 215jumping.com. Just everybody who... Hey, don't forget, we're on Roku TV also on Thursdays.
Val, one more person I want to thank.
Excuse me, Tuesdays.
But I got one more person I want to
thank. Who you want to thank?
A hater.
That's right. Listen, he's a cool hater. Point him out.
Yes, but hating ain't good for your health.
That's
right. No, for real.
Health and hip-hop.
Science has proved that if you become a hater, become envious,
it
can lead to a heart attack.
And a stroke.
And a stroke from being a hater.
Listen, and No Frills said something the other day. We were talking, and he said, be careful about the cool haters. So there's a lot of people who hate. You know, they act cool, they act like they're your friends, but all behind the back, they're hating. Those are the most dangerous. That's why you can't let any squares in the circle. But
something
listen.
Something happened to me that day, yeah.
Listen,
health and hip-hop.
This is the part of the show where we highlight people or we talk about situations. We highlight the epidemic of mental health and physical health that's going on in our community. No Frills, talk to them.
Listen, I just have a question. Since we got Tim here,
yes.
I'm glad. TJ Fridays, make sure y'all pull up the City Line Avenue. What's the address?
And that's for salad, too.
It's 4000 City Avenue.
4000.
In Philadelphia.
Okay, yo. He's trying to take my job, Val.
Yeah.
Val, don't fire me, Val.
No, it's all good. You're not fired.
But what I want to know is, yo, at your restaurant, can you give out some healthy choices? So if someone listening, they can come down tonight and they can CTC, cut the check, and get a healthy dish. Give us a couple of healthy dishes.
So on our menu, we have to disclose some of the ingredients in the menu, but we do have like your option of salads and different things that are more nutritious in selection.
That's good.
If you can't have something like Dylan off the fries, you know, fries and things like that. Right. You can even have one of our patties.
I want the steak with extra onions, though.
Yes,
okay?
Yeah.
I got to balance it. Listen, man, we saw this week, last week we talked about Method Man and the fact that he felt like he wasn't getting compensated correctly for his royalty streams. But this week there was also a video that went viral that talked about that even with all his working out, even with him being a successful, being a movie star, being a multi-platinum artist, right, he still suffers with mental health. So we want to say, listen, you are a pillar.
One more time for the people.
Okay, one more time.
Because they might have didn't hear that.
Okay, listen.
Who is the person that you're talking about?
So listen,
all
this week,
success?
This week, the legendary Method Man of the platinum group Wu-Tang Clan, he went viral for disclosing online that even with all his success, being a movie star, being a multi-platinum artist, being physically fit, running his fit clothing line, that he still suffers occasionally from mental health issues. So that shows people, that, you know, you can be successful. It's a spiritual battle also. You know what? We want to take the moment to highlight Method Man and say, listen, we always got your back and you are a pillar in the community.
Yes.
So people, don't feel bad suffering with mental health. People like Method Man suffers with mental health. And you know what? He's been great at overcoming it. And the same way he overcomes it, the same way he works through is the same way. You got to look at him. You have to look at him as an inspiration and work through it just like he worked through it.
Yes, you got to work through it. But also, when he gave out some tips, he said, yo,
what are the tips?
You got to start checking on your people.
That's right. We said that last week.
You got to
check on
calling.
Your people. Everybody's like, not okay.
And sometimes you don't worry about what people doing. Worry about what they doing different.
That's right.
Because first of all, they might see you walking down the street with a sweater on backwards.
That's right.
Running, right? You might be going through a bout. They're going to laugh at you. They're going to pull a camera out. It's sad, though. People actually pull a camera out,
laugh
at you.
That's all they do today.
And put you on the gram instead of pulling you to the side and saying,
is everything okay?
Yes. Two famous rappers. I will say one name. Malik B from the Roots, he passed away. I never forget seeing him down Kensington. And he had blood on his hands. It's right before he passed away. And I said, yo, you okay? It was in God's hand. But it was another rapper that every time somebody sees him, they put him up on YouTube. And people are doing it for show.
And he's out in Kensington also?
He's out in Kensington.
He was a battle rapper also?
Yes, battle.
Yeah,
very popular. And a lot of people know
such
him.
A talented individual. I forgot his name offhand, but I know you're talking about.
I don't even want to say his name.
I don't want to say his name, but you know what? Pray for your brother.
But I'm saying, like, I'm tired of people putting him up for the views and having him do goofy stuff.
Yeah, you know what? Check on your people. Everybody's not okay. Listen, Method Man, we support you, and we also thank you for all the legendary movies, all the legendary music that you've brought to the game. You are inspiration to millions and millions of people. So thank you for fighting the good fight. Again, I want to take this moment to say rest in peace, Jay Hatch. You know, he physically he passed away. He transitioned earlier this week. He put on for the culture, lots of showcases, lots of events. You know, he always, you know, some people just take from the culture. Some people are culture vultures, and some people like my man Jay Hatch add on to the culture. He had a tremendous legacy, and we just want to send our condolences to everybody who worked with him too. DWI, DJ Bedtime, my man Drawzilla, and just everybody who had the opportunity. I've worked with him several times. We did radio together in the past on the same network. So rest in peace, Jay Hatch, man. That is Health and Hip Hop for this week.
Hold on. Tim, Boss Man Tim, you got anything you want to say about Health and Hip Hop or any tips or anything you can add on?
So what we realize is that trauma was never addressed in none of these communities. And so now we need to just embrace it and understand that it's also a part of this journey that we on. Mm-hmm. Even with Method Man talking about the PTSD.
That's right. He did say that.
You know, even during the 90s.
That's right.
So if he could come out and he's well respected and established, and I definitely appreciate his contribution to the culture. If he could come out, then we all need to come out and just, address it for what it is.
And support your brother.
Facts.
Don't be a cool hater.
Right.
Support your brother, man. Health and Hip Hop. Let's get into a quick record, and then we'll be back with Instagrammy.
Hey, Val, listen, before we get to this next record,
yes, sir.
Please tell the people around the globe, what is an Instagrammy?
An Instagrammy is a part of the show where we find something on Instagram that we think is a great conversational piece, and we want to introduce it to our show. This week, we got an Instagrammy from Damazi. He's been in the music business a long time, and he's going to drop something about Spotify. Okay?
Hey, Val, the question is, not why, but what?
Why not? We are the culture.
The broadcast bullies. Famous Frills and Val, the voice. Coaching the culture.
DJ No Frills.
The broadcast bullies. Famous Frills and Val, the voice. Coaching the culture.
In my pocket right now. On the front, I cock it right now. In the front, just drop it like Al. Wanna hate, but they copy my style. Come from a place where the cops type foul. Try to stay the same with a called fame, but when the money come, every nigga gon' change. Even for the better or maybe for the worse. You can learn a lot about a lady in the purse. My baby real, put 80 in the purse. I ain't gon' say she got 80 in the purse. Real, but what's up? Is you geek right now? Is your eyebrows on fleek right now? If your man ain't around, can you speak right now? When I call you back, I'm on the beach right now. When I don't bring sand to the beach. DJ No Frills. On the grand to the peep show.
Pause. I don't know if I'm hiding them. But this really sound like it's saying Cabo name. Thinking about pounds. Back. Only got an 8 for sour on me right now. Mike still sitting, heard they talking about trout. Yeah. Plug said he got me going find the right town. Now I'm in the county. If them coppers pull me over, it's a wrap it's for me. Rap. Hope we good, cause if we not, I got the strap with me. Bitches in the trap with me, tell her bring a scale home. Scale home. I'm just trying to make a million off a cell phone. Yeah. Flossing, no Jimmy, but I'm balling.
The broadcast bullies, famous Frills and Valor voice, coaching the culture.
Yes, we are the culture. We back. Shout out to Harlem. That was Jim Jones and Neek Bucks. Not Neef Buck from Philly. Neek Bucks. Shout out to Neef Bucks, too. Yeah, man. Whole state property. I'm from Philly, bro. I don't care about New York no more. Starting beef, man. You on
don't
my
be
city.
A, listen, don't be a cool hater. Don't be a cool hater. Listen, man. Instagrammies. This is the part of the show where we find something and we highlight. It's a great conversational piece that we found on Instagrammy. Hit the switch, No Frills. Let's go.
The broadcast bullies. Famous Frills and Val, the voice. Coaching the culture.
I just saw that the CEO of Spotify made $345 $1 million last year. And when artists are out there struggling and getting 0.006 cents for an album, and you wonder where the money's going, I mean, look at the Spotify executives. I mean, over $500 million went to reward these executives for stealing from artists. I mean, off the backs of artists, if they took that $500 million and gave it to artists, maybe we would have a fair playing field. I mean, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Spotify is a glorified jukebox. And folks, if this does not enrage you, if something doesn't show you this is what...
Yo, Val, yo, Val, wow. Yo, Val, wow.
Wow. Let's do it officially. Wow. Wow. It's like Wayne's World. This is the culture world. Listen, that's incredible. Shout out to Demazi. Listen, man, we spoke about this before, but I'm glad that we actually found a conversational piece to support the argument that we were saying, right? These artists are being taken advantage of, right? They're being taken, you know, you have CEOs that are being rewarded, and then we got artists that are being robbed. So you got CEOs being rewarded, you got artists being robbed, right? So I always felt like the Spotify platform was introduced and was created just to undercut the direct-to-consumer relationship with the artist and the consumer. And this is a perfect example, right? They're saying there's no money in streaming. There's lots of money in streaming, just not for the artist, right? The artist gets 4 or 6 of a penny, which I've never even heard of anything. I've never even heard of a 4 or 6 of a penny. That's not something that ever existed. It is something that was put in place and created by the streaming companies. And, you know, what we do is we go and we support something because it's a new trend. And then you right. get people who come in and you get these big names who come in and support that trend. They partner up. You have the labels, you have the social media, and you have people who come together to take advantage of the artists, man. And this is you got artists, you got label executives, you got Spotify executives retiring with $350 million, and the artists could damn near pay their bills. No frills. Talk to them.
I got a lot to say, man. All I got to say is it's not fair, it's not right, because there's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, people losing their relationships, people losing their minds. That's definitely right. Losing relationships because you went at the studio all night and then you don't get paid and you can't even buy the baby some diapers and then you go to court for child support.
Buy the baby diapers, man.
Yeah, man.
Get a job. Get off Spotify.
I'm really talking about a rapper. He know what I'm talking about, man. Yo, take care of that baby. But listen, Tim, how you feel about what my man just said?
Well, I think that it's a bad thing because then the artist, you know, fell by the wayside when the streaming was introduced, because now your ability to make substantial income,
that's right,
off of what you created as your intellectual,
that's right,
property has now been taken away.
Yeah. Artists are getting robbed.
On a
CEOs,
basis.
Executives are getting rewarded. Artists are getting robbed. CEOs are getting rewarded. Yeah. You know what? No frills. You got anything to say about it?
All I got to say is it's not right.
Stop frauding.
But right now, no, the industry is rebuilding itself just because they signed so many clowns. I'm going to say it. This is my personal opinion. They signed a lot of clowns without the makeup. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And what I mean is a lot of these novelty acts that really don't care and they just doing whatever on Instagram. And now the industry is paying for it for not developing artists, going to get people with real talent that really care about the business. And I'm not just talking about hip hop, I'm talking about music in general. So listen,
they're frauding. You know what that brings us to? Who frauded?
Yes.
The Who Frauded segment. This is the part of the show where we highlight people who are frauding. And listen, you know who's frauding? Gloria Alfred. Gloria Alfred is an attorney who sticks up for battered women. And I commend that, right? But in this case...
Hold on, you ain't talking about Gloria that was jumping in my DM.
No, not that Gloria. Not little Gloria from Philly. Not that Gloria. Oh, listen.
That's Philly Superhead,
that's
real
Philly
name.
That's Philly Superhead.
That's
Gloria.
Her real name. Why you say her name, bro?
It wasn't me. Shaggy said it wasn't me.
Ahead.
But listen, Gloria Alfred, she's a well-known defense attorney. And, you know, most of the time I support her. But right now it's come to the light. I'm not going to say the name of the... You can look this up, right? She has someone who she is supporting, someone she's defending that claim that she was you know, taken advantage of from Diddy and his bodyguard. And now a lot of things are going viral. And the bodyguard, not only the bodyguard, but her former boyfriend said that that's not true, that she tried to pay him to go along with the false narrative. I'm not going to say her name because I don't want to be sued. I'm not Jaguar Wright. Jaguar Wright is over there saying all these crazy things and getting people sued. I don't want to. My name ain't Jaguar Val.
I'm not a lawyer. But that's why we use this word. Allegedly.
They can't allegedly, sue you when it's like allegedly. No Frills says, listen.
We can say her name.
Yeah, listen.
Do you want me to say her name?
No, I'm not going to say
her
name.
Like Destiny Child.
This ain't Destiny's Child. Yo, I don't want no trouble with Beyonce.
Val, text me her name.
Behind the scenes.
I don't like that.
Listen.
People going to jail for stuff they ain't even do, man.
I am not advocating for Diddy. Isn't nothing. One more person who's on fraud, and then I'm gonna give it to my man Tick because I know he got a lot of people to shout out who's frauding out here in TGIFs. But listen, I'm gonna tell you what though. You know who else is frauding? Anybody who trying to make the Diddy situation a business or a racial thing. Listen, it has nothing to do with race. That man is locked up. You know, a lot of people are saying he's being targeted because he's a black man, or that he's being targeted from the liquor company. Listen, the liquor company is not part of the indictment. It's a RICO case. And you know what? Diddy's been on top of the world for 35 years. It's his actions. It don't matter whether he's black, white, Spanish. Anybody who does these
Talk
type of things, allegedly, because he got
to
have his day in court. But anybody who does that deserves to be prosecuted, deserves to be indicted. And I don't care what you are. I'm not tribal. Tim, who frauded, Tim?
We got a minute left because you know we got to go get dinner.
The people that's making fake whiskey wings. We have the original Jack Daniel glaze at
TGI.
Friday's.
You know what? We're going to have some of it after this.
Stop frauding.
Yeah, stop frauding. Stop frauding.
And you know who else? Stop frauding to everybody who needs home care and is not getting it. Shout out to Caring Life Services. They hold us down every week. Shout out to them. If you need any services, go to caringlife.org. They're spawned. Caring Life.
Hey, Val, hold on, Val. We out of here. Let them talk.
Did you know you can get paid to take care of a loved one? Caring Life Services will hire and train you to take care of a family member or friend. We offer sign-on bonuses, benefits, and higher salaries. Call 484-331-4982 or visit caringlifeservices.org for more details.